Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. If you're just tuning in, this is your host, Kelly Patterson. And our guest today is Heather Peterson. And we are discussing what our friendship is like and what it's like to have an interracial friendship in 2020. So moving right along, Heather, it looks like one of the buzzwords for 2020 has been privilege. What do you think about privilege? Have you ever thought about it before? What do you think?
Obviously, there are certain things in my life that are just kind of easier because of my privilege. And it's just something that it's good to be able to recognize. It's not necessarily anything... a lot of people have this idea, like you're saying, oh, you're so privileged, you've never had hardship.
Right.
But that's not it. It's just, there's certain things that I'm never going to have to deal with.
Right.
And so, yeah, I can definitely understand that. And it's something that I try to explain to my son so he knows.
Yeah.
That he's got a pretty...
Yeah. And I think that with our friendship, there has always been a talk about privilege. I think that we just didn't really have a name for it. But there was a lot of times when we would talk about something and it would be, well, you will do this and I will never do that. Or my son will never do that and your son will have the option to do this. I think
right.
that it wasn't until privilege became like a buzzword that we actually knew what it gave a name to what it was that we were speaking with each other about. But I don't think that it was something that we had to necessarily explain to one another.
Right. Yeah. It was always just kind of an understood thing that, you know, I let my child run wild in the streets, whereas you have to be, you know, a little more careful about what you allow yours to do and where he can go. And,
yeah.
And that's who he can... whose home he can go to.
Yeah. Who he can mingle with. The crowd
right,
he keeps.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. We're definitely, when it comes to parenting, I'm sure my son would rather have Heather as a mother than...
But I'm sure Kelly's the better mother.
No, I would not say that. But there's been many a times when she's like, Kelly, let him go. And sometimes I will be like, you're right, I'm going to let him go. But,
yeah.
You know, I was in a big city before this, so it was
it
was
that's
weird.
Probably a big part of it too.
Yeah, you know, we didn't talk to our neighbors. We didn't go to school with the people who lived next door. That wasn't a part of how I grew up even, you know, and I grew up on an island, but I always went to private school, so my neighbors weren't my classmates. So, like, having him even go next door and, like, go inside that person's house was, like, a big deal for me. It was a super big
mm-hmm.
deal. Do you think that you're comfortable talking to me about privilege, or do you think it's a little uncomfortable?
I don't really think anything we talk about is really uncomfortable. And if it is uncomfortable, we should probably talk about it.
Right? You see how healthy that is?
Why is this uncomfortable, oh, Kelly?
Right. Yeah, but I don't know that we've had that issue. I can't think of anything.
I don't think so.
Do you think that it's not uncomfortable because of our friendship, or do you think that privilege is just easier to talk to me because I'm Black and I have an understanding of what privilege is?
I think it's probably a good mixture of that. I mean, I think most of it's our friendship and we're just, you know, very open in that way. But, you being Black does lend to a lot of our conversation.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a part of it.
Yeah. I would say that. Demographically, we are pretty similar, but do you see us being completely different people leading different lives and realities because I'm one race and you're another race?
I don't know that I would say completely different.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely some things that I know, like, you know, we have big differences, not just in like what we like to do or how you have to react in certain situations or, you know, check when I say, let's go here on vacation. And you're like, nope, we're not welcome there. You know?
Yeah.
Like, okay. okay, let's pick somewhere else.
Right. Right.
You know, so in that way, I mean, we do live a little bit of a different reality, but, you know, and I do think that because we are in small town Juneau, we might be a little cushioned.
Yeah.
A lot of the differences that there could be.
Yeah. I will say that because we are in small town Juneau, where I think the black population is like less than 3%, it's really small, if that, that it is nice to have a white best friend when you know you're going to go somewhere and you're going to be the only black person. And right. That is nice. And Heather is the nicer of the two of us, to be completely honest. True. She is the people person. She is the one who does the small talk. So not only do I not like small talk or interacting with strangers a whole lot, but I'm also a lot of times the only minority in a room, in the workplace, in a group, in a party, in almost every situation in Juneau. I'm the only person of color from the things that I attend anyway. So it's nice to have her around, and she kind of acts like, I don't know, she's like my security blanket when I have to do something.
It's like just, a buffer.
She's a buffer, exactly. And I can tell her like, oh, I do not like, this is uncomfortable, or I don't like being here, yeah. Or I don't feel like talking today, or any of those things. I feel really comfortable being able to say to her and being able to just express that. And for our big question, what is it like to be white and have a black best friend in 2020?
I mean, it's great. I mean, give me any year, it's gonna be great. But I mean, just because you're you. But I don't know, I guess it does, it makes me be more thoughtful, I think, of just what's going on in the world, and been thinking, you know, what can we do? How can I act? Like what kind of actions can I take with other people around me to help them kind of build a better future for the Black community and people of color in general?
Yeah. And for me, what's it like having a white friend when you're Black in 2020? I think it's helpful because you see so much negative all the time. And sometimes I'm scrolling through Facebook and I'm like, oh my goodness, they're never going to get it. And then you right. have like this best friend who gets it. And it right. gives you just this feeling of hope of like, there's people who can get it. Like, and
yeah, and it's not impossible.
It's not impossible, you know. And Heather was raised in a predominantly white town. It's not like she was in, you know, Black Oregon and then moved to white Juneau, and that's why she's so comfortable with having a Black right. friend. No, she has just decided to have an open mind and an open heart and love me for me. And I wouldn't even say that she's colorblind. I don't think that we're colorblind. We never look at each other and be like, oh, I never noticed that she was white. She's just my friend. No. I know right. that she's white. She knows that I'm Black. And we still love each other. Like, we still yeah. genuinely care about each other and our lives and our marriages and our children. And we mm-hmm. are just there to support each other and to be in the everyday mess. And I think that that is a wonderful thing. And I just get so much hope because sometimes it's like, if Heather can get it, everybody can get it. Some people that's just right. take more time than other people.
Right.
But it's definitely hopeful. So I appreciate you, Heather.
Oh, I appreciate you too. Yeah. Thank you for inviting me to talk. It's been a little while since I've seen your face.
I know it has been a little while. The first time that I ventured out to a restaurant since we quarantined was to see Heather. I was a brave soul. Yeah. We were brave and we went to.
And it was the only time I've been to a restaurant, too. That was the first and last.
It has it? I've gone to a restaurant since then. I have gone since then, but that was definitely my first one. And I didn't go again for a really, really long time. But yeah, we did do that. So as we come to a close with this episode, and I want to thank you again for joining me and having this conversation. What would you say to a person who is having a hard time talking to their friend who are people of color during the current climate?
I would say that they just need to be more open to it. I mean, I know everybody might not be quite ready, but I think, I mean, if you're not talking to your Black friend about the issues that affect them in their life, are they really your friend, or are they just like a Black person that you know?
Right.
You know? It's important for you guys to share what's going on in your life. And I mean, this is what's going on in your life.
Right.
For better or worse, you know? And so the best way to open our hearts to each other is just to start talking and get to it.
Yeah. And I would say, as a person of color, that right now, if you are white and you're trying to talk to your friend about race, kind of gauge and see where they're at. See if they want to talk about it. Don't force it because you want to feel better about it. So you want them to talk about it. I think that you kind of just need to be open and see where they are. Are they in a place where they're ready to talk about it? Ask them like, is, you know, I know that there's a lot going on right now in, you know, the Black community. Do you want to talk about it? Is there something that's weighing on your heart that you'd like to say? And I think that as the Black friend, you need to be open to have people make mistakes and say things that, you know, may just be something that they didn't know, or something, a question that they may ask that you may be like, I can't believe I have to answer this question. Give people that grace to ask that question and not be offended about it, and not be made to feel as though they are asking something that's ridiculous or stupid or anything like that. Just be gracious with your friends. And I think,
please, because there's a lot that we just don't know.
Right. There's a lot that all of us just don't know.
A lot of stupid questions floating around in our heads a lot of the time.
Yeah. And eventually you'll get to that point where, like, they'll ask you a question and you'll both just start laughing and you'll answer it. And you know that it's from a pure place. I think that you have to recognize that it's from a pure place. And really, like, we don't know what we don't know. And you aren't going to know if you don't ask. So I would just encourage, like Heather said, to just really have an open dialogue, really think about, you know, how you want to approach it, and be okay with the person saying, like, I don't want to talk about it right now. Or be okay with the person just totally saying everything that they felt for the last, you know, 9 months or whatever we've been going through in quarantine, and just be okay with that. And I like that Heather has never tried to fix anything in me. She's never been like, well, this is what you need to do, and this is how you need to do it, and, you know, and this is how you should feel, and this, like, she never tells me how I should feel. She never tells me how I should react. She never tells me you shouldn't be angry when I'm mad and yelling or sad or upset.
Oh, that's one of my favorite things to be told.
Yeah, and she's usually more met. Heather is actually the angrier of the two. She's the nicer, but she's definitely the angrier of the two. She's usually, like, super mad about it before I get super mad about it.
Right. Yeah.
She's usually like, can you believe it? So, yeah, and I just love her for that. I love that she has, like, just this this sense of justice. Like, she wants justice, and she doesn't understand, and she doesn't have time for injustice. Like, she just doesn't.
I do not.
She does. She doesn't. It's like a push. It's a sensitive subject for her. So yeah. I just appreciate that. Is there anything else we should add, Heather?
I think we got it pretty well covered.
I think we got it covered too. Heather and I always had a secret dream of having a podcast. So this is our this is our version of our podcast realized in real time.
Yeah, this is just the first.
This is just the first of many.
Prepare yourselves.
Prepare yourselves for
the Kelly Show.
Exactly. We have to come up with a better name than the Heather and Kelly Show.
It's
going to
be a much better name.
Much better. We just couldn't come up with it on the fly.
Yeah, no, I'm not that creative.
Okay.
Find out in our further podcast episodes.
In our further podcast episodes, exactly. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Juno. We hope you will tune in next week for another episode of Juno Afternoon. Juno Afternoon is a part of a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. Have a great day.